Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite podcast, Ignorant and Uninformed. I'm your host, Benji Pickens. And all, as always, on my left is Mein Fuhrer, who's here to tell Sein Kampf, Max Sarak.
Sieg Heil. This is definitely my favorite podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm Ben Hollywood Whitmore.
And over here is also Ben Hollywood Whitmore.
And in the corner, facing the corner by himself.
It's great to be here.
He's in a timeout.
I am just...
So, for those of you that don't know, man, this is a little podcast where we like to take your topics and turn them into our show. And by doing that, you get some free gear, man. And everybody loves fucking free gear, Max. So, yeah. tell them what's up.
Who doesn't like walking around with a shirt that says ignorant and uninformed on it? I mean, you can get away with so many...
Be part of the masses, everybody.
Terrible. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You can get topics to us in one of four ways. You can email us topics at ignorantanduninformed.com. You can go to the website ignorantuninformed.com and just click on the topics button. You can twank us on Twitter at @IgAndUn. You can hit us up on Facebook and just message us. And those are the ways you get your topics. We get them, we put them into a bowl, and when we draw them out and release the episode, you get a t-shirt. And that's how right. This show works.
Hanson.
Yes.
Ben doesn't really have anything really to say right at the beginning. We'll let him pick the topic.
Oh, that's kind of like how it is. Okay.
I'm
really excited to be here, I'll tell you what.
Man, we're excited to have you back in the studio, Ben.
You know, it's good to be here. It's a nice, it's a brisk 42 degrees in here.
It is. It's a nice Keystone ski weather.
I think we got the AC on a little bit high. We'll see if Jerry can't fix it.
Dude, I like the fact that the studio is nice and cool.
Hey, this one has a name on it. I'm excited.
What?
Nick Perold. Perold. Thanks, Nick. Sending that in. I don't know who that is.
Nick Perold? All right.
Yeah.
Nick Perold.
Sweet. I have no idea what it is either.
Nick's topic, spanking kids versus spanking sluts.
Oh.
So.
Interesting.
Interesting. Two very different.
One or the other.
Two very different mindsets you got to be in to take care of either of those.
Well, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, right? But.
Spanking slut kids. So.
That should be the name of this episode.
Spanking slut kids.
Spanking slut kids.
Slutty
spank kids.
Slutty spanking
kids.
Them spanking slutty
slutty
kids.
Spanky kids. Well, what do you think, man?
Right.
Spanking
so
kids.
So you're into like. So it's either like you're into corporal punishment or you're into S&M, right?
Or both.
Possibly both.
Or
they're
both.
Not maybe mutually exclusive. Maybe, no, they're definitely not mutually exclusive.
Just, if you do right. One, like if you say, hey, I'm gonna spank my kids because they're bad.
Right. It doesn't mean you can't spank a hooker. That
right.
Night.
And then like. Yeah, that night you just go and you're like, I was doing this like 3 hours, it had totally different meaning.
Totally, yeah.
I was doing this 3 hours ago.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're both teaching a lesson.
Exactly.
You know, they're...
They're both the end result of some pretty poor life decisions. Let's be honest.
That's an excellent way to put it.
That's true.
Can you spank a hooker's kids?
You know what? If they were acting a fool, I'd put them in their place.
How do you feel about spanking kids?
Now, we're not talking about hookers. We're talking about sluts.
This is actually
girls that like to be spanked.
Yeah, this is just spanking your girl. I mean, smacking an ass.
Yeah.
You know? Do you do it to get their
generally,
attention?
Like, in the bedroom when there's other sexual activity, not just, like, on the street.
Yeah.
Because I do that sometimes. And
I don't know, man. I'll just smack ass wherever, dude. I'm not.
Yeah, just walk by and be like, you know what?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not quite like that to, like, strangers, but if I barely know a girl.
I'll slap her ass.
I'll feel like I know her well enough. If I know her well enough, she may not know me well enough, but I know her well enough where I'm comfortable.
If we've exchanged a glance,
there you go.
That's an invitation.
Yeah, we're in the same public building. I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I followed her into the restroom, whatever, you know.
Yeah, if I see the ass, then I have the right to slap it.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Especially if it looks good. Only if it looks good, probably.
No, man.
Just, you know what? You're an equal ass offender, so it's
no, right. No, man. It's I'm definitely I definitely discriminate. But anyways, you spank kids. Spanking chicks aside, let's take it one at a time, man.
All right.
How do you feel about spanking?
The kids.
Were you spanked when you were a kid?
Yes.
Okay.
With the belt, with this wooden spoon. Basically
you get,
anything
so you got
that was
disciplined.
Around. Yeah.
You
I
feel like you were abused.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
So you feel like that was just a normal part of the disciplinary tract?
Yeah.
That okay.
Taught me a fucking lesson.
I was spanked a couple times. I don't think it was anything. I don't think there was anything other than bare hand.
Okay.
I mean, there could have been once or twice, but like, I don't remember being spanked often. You know, maybe like a handful of times. But yeah, dude, kids are kids. They push boundaries, and
you got to get their attention somehow.
It was never more than six times. I mean, we had a sliding scale of offenses in my house. Like, so if you did something really bad, like you purposefully were like, you, I don't know, you're just like, fuck you, mom, crash a flower vase just to be a dick, that'd be like six spank offense.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you sass back. That's
so
like
that two. That was essentially a guide for your parents, though, so they didn't lose their shit and spank you 12 times. It sounds
like they didn't. I mean, I got the belt one time.
Yeah. Sounds like I definitely got spanked with a variety of things when I was a youngster. And
like, you don't go to bed, you get a like,
yeah, sure. I mean, you got to get a kid's attention somehow, you know? And I feel like the problem is like, I would consider all of what, you know, you guys are talking about, man, like normal disciplinary action, you know, that's part of raising a child. You know, they're going to fucking talk back, and you got to, you know,
yeah,
so on and so forth. But the law, I think, has to be so black and white for the people that, you know, like, you don't spank kids because for the fucking, you know, 40% out of the population out there that fucking does it when they're extremely angry and takes it too far. Right. You know, and, like, the world is full of people that
just lose their shit.
You know, man. Fucking, you can barely trust to do anything, let alone discipline a child, right? Yeah. I mean, a lot of people shouldn't even be raising kids. Yeah. Let alone discipline you.
Right? Let alone, yeah, well.
You know, so, yeah, but, like, how do you feel when you ever see a stranger spank a woman in a store? I mean, a child in a store.
All the time.
Only when I pay for it.
Because I have been that stranger spanking a woman in the store, I'm saying. Yeah. So I know there's at least one person out there that's seen that.
Yeah. Behind the dairy case.
Yeah, that's but how do you feel about when people discipline their children at the store? What do you think is the proper course of disciplinary action at a store?
That's interesting, man, because, like, as someone who's worked in the restaurant industry for a long time, like, I've definitely seen a handful of unruly children, and right. There have definitely been times where, I mean, more often than not, I appreciate when a parent will step in to regulate a child, regardless of how they do it. Like, I've never seen any, like, extreme violence.
Excessive.
No, but if, more often than not, I would say people err on the side of, like, oh, they're kids, whatever, let them run around and
disrupt
other people.
Right, it's usually the
opposite
of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I would think that there's probably, it runs the whole scale. There's probably like kids who get a response and there's like, wow, they weren't really being that bad. You just kind of overreacted there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like there's a kid who like definitely, you need a parent to step in and they do it and they do it effectively and the kid stops.
Right.
Then there's probably parents who are like, you wish to God they would step in because this kid is out of control.
Right, and they don't. Of course, I mean, there's definitely all those variables in there.
Yeah.
Now, like, I've worked in the restaurant industry as well, customer service, this and that, dude. And people not taking care of their own kids in a fucking public place irritates the shit out of me. You know, like, it's a restaurant. Like, I'm paying for my meal. Like, I understand your kid is bored and probably doesn't want to be there anymore. Like, I get it. But you know what, man? Life is full of places that you're fucking bored and you don't want to be at anymore. And what better time to teach them than when they're, like, four?
Exactly. And that's where, like, people, I think, parents end up really kind of dropping the ball with disciplining their kids. It's
yeah,
because
it
they don't
want
to, like,
no
we don't want to put boundaries on our child and blah, blah. It's like, no, you know what? The world is full of boundaries. You got to learn to live with laws.
That's
you got
to
learn to live with social structure.
Think outside the box. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, fucker, be
kid,
a free thinker.
Yeah.
But you, part of being a free thinker is to know
when to,
how to execute your free thought.
Exactly.
You know? Like, choose your battles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's some shit you're just not going to win, man, period.
Yeah. And
you're not going to win.
Limits and boundaries are an important thing to learn.
Absolutely, man. And you have to do it on a social level, you know, even with your friends, family, all that shit, man. I mean, you have to learn boundaries, and I think that's a good time to start.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite disciplinary things I've seen a parent do to a crying child, was in the dead of winter. It was like single-digit degrees outside, and this little girl was throwing a fit. And sure enough, dad picks her up without a coat on, you know, takes her outside, and stands outside for like 30 seconds, maybe, you know? And, like, she came in, was like, okay, I'm better now. I don't want to be outside anymore.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many alternatives.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of alternatives to spanking. But sometimes that's what you need to do to get somebody's attention. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a dog sometimes, you know, you got to be like, hey, that's enough. You know, you got to get the dad voice, little, you know, get their attention and shit like that. Because, you know, kids can only reason at a certain age. Like, before that age, like, it's very hard to reason with a child.
Yeah.
You know.
What I found, and a lot of, and maybe this is just a symptom of our generation, but, you know, I see a lot of parents who, like, you know, who are my age, maybe a little older than me, you know, they've got young kids, and, like, they... It's like, you can reason with a kid, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell them why these things, and that's right. A good approach, I think.
I think that's where you start.
When you do it, like, I just see some parents, and they're like, they're almost, like, sarcastic with their kids.
You know what I mean?
Like, they'll talk to the kid, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, that was a really smart choice that you made in there to throw a fit in that store. Yeah. Thanks a lot. You know, a two-year-old, a three-year-old...
Sarcasm's kind of lost on them, and they're going to take
completely lost on them. Absolutely. You know, you can't...
What you say.
You can't be cynical to your child. You know what I mean? Like, you can be cynical to the rest of the world. We'll all think you're funny or whatever, or just think you're an asshole. But when it comes to your kids, like, you gotta tell them how it is. And that's really, I think, a parent's main job, is to just say, right, you know what? The world's a crazy-ass place. Yeah. And this is how you're going to have to get by.
Yeah.
And that's your job as a parent.
Yeah. Like, dude, I'm about to have a baby soon, man. So I've, like, oh, this is a, like, a, an issue it's that a definitely very, hits home with yeah. me, man. Because I feel like I want to be that guy, you know? And it's like, you know, what's wrong with that guy? And it's like, yeah, he's an asshole, you know? And why is that? Fuck, dude, he's just, some people are assholes,
yeah.
you know? Like, there's no telling why he does what he does, but... Like, that's just part of what you're going to have to deal with for the rest of your life is people like that doing stupid shit that you can't understand.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know?
Well, it's and like, you also...
But like, that's a really empowering thing. We can all take that. You know what? That guy's an asshole. You don't have to spend time with that guy.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. You're an adult, man. Move on.
Yeah.
Benji, you were subject to some interesting discipline as a child. So I imagine, like, you've got, you know, a disparity between, like, how you want to raise your kid and, like... Because I've heard of some of the punishment, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, your crazy
totally.
Spelling bee, like, yeah, punishment. Yeah, exactly. So, like, I'll be curious to see how you discipline your
little baby. I mean, I'll be creative to a certain point. And that's what the guy that, you know, that guy did show me that, man. I mean, as harsh as some of that shit was, dude, he was creative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, there was, and I did take something away from that, dude. It's the, and I think if I, you know, you can do that... And you take the
good, you take the bad,
well, you take them both.
And then, you
no,
know,
you take life. You take what he did, and I understood what he was trying to accomplish. But you take the, you know, the malice out of it, and it becomes okay.
Sure,
you know what yeah. I mean. It was the anger behind it that was weird.
Yeah, it's like
you know that made it weird or whatever.
Right,
you know.
Vindictive.
But
don't
the punishments themselves were, dude. Like I got caught fucking building fires in this fucking just big trailer that was back behind the house, like a big empty like cargo trailer, you know, building fires in that motherfucker, dude. I was probably like 7 or 8 years old. I had to write a 10,000-word report on fire. 10,000 fucking words, dude. Like that's
no
a
joke.
Lot, dude.
Yeah.
Like it was like a you know a stack of notebook paper, dude. It was fucking out of. I'm like very 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 bad. Fire is so bad. It's very 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 very
yeah,
bad.
Dude, that's brutal. At like 7 or 8,
dude. Yeah,
words?
And that was like you know my brother got caught.
It's probably more words than you've ever read,
dude. My brother got caught calling a bunch of porn numbers one time, dude, and he had to do fucking 30 book reports. I thought it was genius.
For every number he had
yeah.
called on the phone.
And then, you know, like, and then it got, you know, and then there was, you know, different shit that got weird, but that's neither here nor there. But those were really good fucking, really good ideas. Like, dude, like, you know, like, make them learn. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, the flip side of that is you can make your kid hate fucking book reports, and that's where I was because I didn't tell on him. I had to write 15 book reports, dude, and I fucking never turned in another book report from school after that.
Like, I done had enough.
So it's a double-edged sword, man.
Yeah, it's a fine line to tread.
It really is, man. So be creative, but, you know, be fair.
I mean, one of my favorite Simpsons of all times is when Bart starts working for the mafia, and, like, he's storing, like, cartons upon cartons of cigarettes in his room, and Homer walks in and is like, boy, I know you've been smoking cigarettes, and it's a bad habit, you know, so I'm going to sit here and make you smoke every single last one, and it's, you know, thousands upon thousands of cartons of cigarettes.
That's funny, man. I also had to do that with that 10,000-word report. My brother and I also had to go to the fire department where I guess my dad, I think he knew somebody. We had to light 100 books of matches on fire one at a time. Like... open it, take it out, close it all the way so it doesn't, you know, turn it over, strike it, whew, blow it out, stick it on the drain of the fire department floor. Do another one. 100 fucking books, dude.
Wow.
You know, and I don't know. I don't think we
made
it to
quite a... There's like 30 book or so. Like 30,
yeah, 40. I don't think we made it to 100. You know what I mean? I think, you know, like we learned our lesson probably, you know, 25 into it. I honestly couldn't tell you how many we did. But I know we did it for a long fucking time while my stepdad and the fucking chief of the fucking, you know, just sat around and jawed, dude.
Yeah, like drinking beer or whatever.
Yeah, you know,
smoking cigars.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, it's like things like that were really cool, man. I thought for as far as discipline goes, man. But I'm definitely a firm believer in, like, spank your kid, but do it responsibly. It's like drinking or anything else, man. Like, discipline your kid, but do it responsibly. Like, yeah. You're a grown-ass fucking person, and it's really
easy
to control a kid. And if that's your, you know what I'm saying, if that's what you're doing in your life, man, like, just getting off on the control of a fucking little tiny person, then, you know, you probably got some of your own issues that you need to address first, I would say.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean, as far as spanking women, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, it's got to be difficult with a child, like, because I'm sure they do things that make you so infuriatingly mad, but to be able to draw that line and, like, you can't take all of that.
We threw all of Uncle Grandpa Chip's war medals off the bridge.
You going to let their kids talk to me? I love the way they're talking to you, Chip.
Chip. I'll come at you like a spider monkey.
I'm hopped up on Mountain Dew, old man.
But yeah, I mean, there's, you know, you definitely don't want that either. And I think that's actually worse, you know.
We want two sissies for kids. We're named Dr. Quinn and the medicine woman. This is my son, Walker, a Texas Ranger.
But man, they do shit. Dude, I remember doing shit like that when I was a kid. I found this fucking Zippo of my stepdad's, man. This is why I used to get my ass busted, dude. Like, I have no delusions that I was some fucking, like, I didn't deserve any of it. I deserved all of it. And then some, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, dude, I fucking took this Zippo that had, like, some emblem on it. That was no big deal to me, but evidently his dad had given it to him, who had gotten it from his dad from fucking some war. So it was like this fucking 60-year-old Zippo or some shit like that, you know?
Some heirloom.
And I was like, I didn't like the emblem on it, so I took a chisel and a hammer and just knocked it off. And made myself a sweet new Zippo.
Damn.
You know, shit like that, dude. That, like, you know, and he was really pissed, you know, and I think he was hurt more than anything.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, it's like, it just didn't even dawn on me at the time. Like, it's a Zippo lighter that was in a drawer. Like, who cares? You know?
Yeah, something he probably never even used and wouldn't have cared about had it not been defaced.
Yeah.
All right.
You know?
Spanking women.
Sluts.
Oh, sorry.
Difference.
Oh, did it say spanking sluts?
Yeah.
Oh,
versus spanking sluts. Huh. Spanking kids. Well, spanking sluts.
I'm thinking, man, maybe he's talking about the type of slap that you use.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you slap ass, dude, like, you get it, man. Full palm. You're like, boom. I want you to know that I was here. Handprint. A little bit later, ha, ha, ha. My handprint's still on your ass. I own you. Or whatever you might think, you know.
I have branded you with my hand,
right,
cattle.
Now you're mine. Maybe you're into. Pasture.
No big deal.
You know? And a kid is more like, I would say the less palm.
I don't know, man. I've never actually spanked a child, so I don't know the
proper...
Have
you ever spanked a chick?
Yeah, I've spanked a chick, but I have not spanked a child.
How do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like...
Playfully.
Yeah, full on hand, like, as wide as you can get, right?
Dude, there is a great, I think it's Californication, maybe, where the guy...
David Duchovny?
Yeah, and like the bald guy doesn't know how to spank, you know?
So I've never seen
that. He like grabs a fucking... like a hairbrush, dude, and just like goes to town, smack, 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 smack. It may have been like fucking, what's that real skinny bitch that was a lawyer?
Allie McBeal?
Yeah, it may have been on there too.
Ellen
I don't know.
McPherson.
It's one of the two shows.
Wait,
but
damn it.
It was the same thing, dude.
Callista Flockhart.
And Hollywood fails.
That was a fail.
But
Jesus.
Do you know how to like
Callista
properly.
Callista Flockhart, I got it back though.
Are you comfortable like spanking a girl like sexually and fucking like doing
I have,
it right?
It
can turn out really awkward.
It can.
It sure can.
Yeah, especially like when you miss and fucking like palm into the hip or something else that's odd, or you get the like half slap.
It slides off.
Yeah.
You're just both coated in KY at that point.
And the other girls rolling around in Concord grape jelly. Welch's is best.
The squeeze bottles.
Yeah.
Then you know the other girl starts laughing at you. And you're like, hey, what the hell? Right. I only invited you because you're hot chicks.
And your dad has completely stopped watching by this time, right?
Yeah. He's not even interested. Yeah. He's lost interest. He's checking out the dwarf and the donkey in the corner.
I know, with a wooden spoon.
Who knew that was a trigger? Just a typical American problem. Right?
You know? Just typical white guy shit, you know?
No, man, I'm more of an ass grabber.
I would agree with that, dude. I'm more of a grabber myself.
I like to hold a hand, I like to grab a handhold and
handles are good, man. Like sometimes it's good to hold on.
Handful of ass and just get choked to death, huh?
You know, sometimes it just, you know, it's an awkward angle sometimes.
Shit, dude.
I like them to feel like they're involved. When they wake up, they'll know I was there.
All right. That's how else are they going to know I was there? They're all roofied.
I mean, I've had a girl who was, like, really into it.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, this is a while ago, but she, you know, it got to a point where it was a little weird. Like,
yeah,
she wanted me to, like, hit her. Right. And I was like,
you're not that type of dude.
No, I am not.
No, see, and I'm not like that type of dude either, but I mean, I'll choke a bitch, dude.
I was just about to ask.
Yeah, you know, I've definitely choked a girl. This fucking one Asian girl one time was just like, choke me, and I was like, what? She goes, choke me, and I was like, fuck, all right. And fucking, that's kind of how I've reacted ever since, dude. Like, anytime a girl wants to do anything, dude, I was always like, all right. You know, aside from inserting stuff into me and, you know, stuff like that, you know, but, you know, like, I was pretty much down, like, whatever you want. Like, if it's not gross to me, like, I don't care. Like, yeah. I'll piss on a girl, dude, like... That's what you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not getting peed on.
So you get your jollies.
Yeah, but, like, just whatever, you know, but it's just kind of funny because, like, I don't, like, I'm actually not that way either. I'm more of a grabber and a flipper and a flopper rather than a fucking, like, you know, who's your daddy kind of dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's where, like, I like an ass smack every now and then, but...
Like, constant smacking?
Yeah, like, some of it's just too much, man. You're right, dude. It's like...
hit me!
Yeah, they're like, get a cane pole! You know? And you're like, fuck. Like, and you're like, pretend like, I defaced property over in fucking China.
And then they tell you to hit them harder, but they're not actually asking you to hit them harder. Gentlemen, listen to me.
I have got a court document.
You will learn very quickly that hit me harder does not mean actually... Do not hit them harder.
It just means hit me again.
And it means, like, make it sting, but don't actually hit. But then you get the crazy girl. No, this girl was crazy. Like, for real. I tried it. I was in college. I was like, I was all about trying things.
We were loose
whatever,
and free.
You know?
It was a different time.
You know, before we hit dinner at the country club, we just see what happens, you know? And then, no, but, oh, God, this girl, it was like, to the point where it was like.
She was a hellcat.
She was a hellcat. 60% of the time, it works every time. No, she just like wanted me to like basically punch her in the face and give her a black eye, and I was like, I am not about to do that because I know my rights.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've definitely had
that
girls
will not hold like, up in court.
Get their face held and fucking like a little slap on the face and you know shit like that. And I'm like, okay, like to a point, but it's just. Like, once it starts to get weird to me, it's like, all right, look, I'm not going to abuse you. Like, I don't know what kind of sick shit you went through when you were a kid, and I apologize for that, dude, but I, you know, like,
well, there's a limit to what I'm not going to help. I'm not going to help you work out your issues.
Yeah, I mean, I've tied a girl up and spanked her and shit like that, dude, like I said. But
again, it's all, like, in the name of playful sexual exploration. It's not, like, malicious. Well, you know what I mean?
Once shit does get weird in that situation, I feel like it's really hard to get back to when shit isn't unweird. You know
what I mean?
No, like,
once you cross that weird line sexually, dude.
Yeah. Like, it's like every time you have to, like, now I gotta get creative.
Dude,
I used to think about things every time beforehand.
You know when you're younger, man, you always have those conversations like, what are you into? You know, like, fucking just feeling a girl out for the first time.
Yeah, sitting in a bar, like, whatever.
How kinky are you, you know, kind of a thing. You know, like, are you straight missionary fucking meat and potatoes? Or are you like a little dirty bitch? Like I like. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I used to tell girls, they'd be like, what are you into? And I'd tell them something just absolutely disgusting and fucking wrong. And they'd just be like, wow. Like, one girl I told her, I was like,
I really like to shit on people's
chest. Yeah, no, that's what I said. I was like, ah, it's really kind of meat potatoes, you know what I mean? Like, I really like to just mostly just wrap a girl's upper body up in saran wrap and shit and piss on their chest. you know, I like an occasional spanking, doggy style, of course. You know, you just kind of just throw it into the conversation. And she was like, wait, what? And I was like, nah, I'm just kidding. But everything I say from here on out isn't going to be near that gross. So fucking like I'm in the clear.
Yeah.
You know? And it was it actually does work, you know.
Gentlemen, listen.
Like, put your worst foot forward kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And then, like, everything I say at this point is like...
If you don't get slapped at that point...
Like, I want to spank your ass. And they're like, well, just don't shit on me.
Yeah.
Like, easy enough.
Yeah. Like, all right, you win.
I can do that.
Good.
Yeah, no, there's a...
No, until you hit the age of, like, 75. And then you're like, eh, it's 50-50.
It's a 50-50 shot that it could happen. I'm not going to do it on purpose.
Yeah, but I might
shit. Definitely a possible possibility.
What about you, Max, man? Fucking...
So you're saying that like
Max is a lover.
Like
he's
you can't
cuddler.
Get
everyone knows that.
Like you can't, you know, reclaim that awkward moment. So what then?
Well, I just meant that like in the situation of like going at it with a girl, when things get to that awkward, like momentum gets halted. So you have to like take a couple steps back to get back in the groove.
Yeah.
At least for me, like I can't just like
totally.
If there's something awkward, I'm gonna laugh. Like
totally.
That is my default.
I will too.
So like if I'm sleeping with a chick and she comes at me with some like bizarre request that I'm not expecting, chances are I'm gonna laugh, which is already gonna make it awkward and bad.
Wow. And then you're like, no, we can't
do it. Because I'm not laughing at you.
We'll totally do it. Yeah, that would get.
So are you saying
worse.
that moment is what makes sex with you awkward and sad, or is it just, just the act?
No, that's the defining moment,
that's
Max.
That's
what makes it awkward and weird?
That's the lead up to making it awkward. The sad part comes at the tears in the cuddling later.
Sad part comes later. It always does.
I wanted us to be together forever.
I'm very alphabetized when it comes to my sex, so it's awkward then sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like to think of sex as a like I think of a good drive in the country, you know. And there's different ways to approach it. Some people, you know, you wait for the green light, right? You there's several green lights along the way, several stoplights. You know, you're like, okay, we get to this stage, this street, this intersection, whatever. I'm more of a person. I like to take my time. I like to go the speed limit. But then I don't like to run the red light. I don't like to push it. I don't like to wait. I'm not waiting for the traffic cop. You know? I wait for the light, because that's what's, you know, you get the light, you got to stop at the light. But I'm going to wait for the, I'm not going to run, I'm not going to see a yellow light,
signs.
And I'm not going to push it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to wait, and then I'll wait till it turns green, and then we'll go. You know what I'm saying? Some people, they just run red lights.
Yeah, you're more of a let the girl lead the dance kind of thing.
Yeah.
Out of respect,
not
I can
in
see
the
that.
Sense that, like,
that you don't
not that
pants.
I don't like. I still like to be the one in charge.
So how do you like getting spanked? I guess
I'm like
really
so. Okay. Well, first of all, he's got to be really tall. And
so other than that, it just feels weird.
Otherwise, it's weird, and I feel like I'm all clumsy and manny. But
next time, some girl fucking like it gets awkward, dude, and you laugh, just be like, all right, cool. I'll do that as long as you call me mom. Or and then you know what I'm saying. Make it fucking
just
you know,
yeah,
then,
yeah, yeah.
And then just slap her ass and go to town.
No doubt. What I've definitely learned about myself is that, it takes a couple times of sleeping with the same chick before things.
To explore?
Yeah, absolutely. Before, like, I can get a rhythm and, like, you know, there's, like, the give and take.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, what's good.
Not me, dude. I'll fucking...
Yeah, no,
I test the bounds right there.
Yeah, I feel like you just let go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they do, too, typically. Like, I let go, they let go, and, like, I'm very observant, man, so I can kind of tell, you know, I have all these, you know, there's so many different ways to tell what a girl likes and doesn't, and that's really easy to find out real subtly if you know what you're doing, you know what I mean?
If you're paying attention.
Yeah, if you're paying attention.
No doubt, man.
Look for Benji's Love Guru book. Available on Amazon.com.
It's a fact, though.
It is.
And Amanda, because I tell you what, man, some of those first times having sex, you know what I'm saying? If the girl can let go and you can let go, man, that'll be some of the best sex of your fucking life because it's new. So you have like all the cool factors that make it cool in the same Sunday.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, man, this girl's hot and dirty and fucking whatever. She's like, come on my glasses. And you're like, oh, whatever. Okay.
Like, yeah.
You got it.
She's like, money shot, throws money on your dresser. It's just crazy.
It's just wild. And then you're like, no. She's like, okay, I gotta go clean my glasses. You're like, no. Leave it. And she's like,
I can't.
Hate goodbyes. Goodbye, my love.
But I would say that,
I would say, okay, what is the common thread there between these two topics we've been talking about? Spanking kids, spanking slits. I would say
You know what? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just. Do you guys have any?
I think it's knowing how to spank.
Yeah,
I think that's the fucking core element in both of these fucking factors is knowing how to spank.
Yeah, you can't do either excessively. I think.
Right.
Right. You got to know. But when the right amount
for the right situation with the right person.
See,
you know, like my dog, dude. All I got to do is raise my voice, and he's like, "Fuck, dude! I might as well punch him in the mouth." You know what I'm saying? I can raise my voice, dude, but like, you know.
Yeah.
Because he's a little bitch. And he doesn't like to
and
make
I treat
dad
him
mad.
Like one.
Except, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't like to make dad mad, man. He's like a super, like, fucking super pleasing. If you have a kid like that, then just sometimes just getting disappointed in them is enough.
Yeah.
I could see you being like that when you were a youngster.
Oh, totally.
Like, just your parents' disappointment was fucking huge for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I was more like...
I was more emotionally wounded.
Of course I didn't do what you wanted, dad. You know, you're not even my real dad. You know, whatever.
You're not my real dad, Doug.
Yeah, exactly, dude. And I mean, that was definitely...
Ben, do you have a take on the common element between the two?
Yeah, you know, like so many times on our show, the common element is just common sense, self-control.
Okay.
Thinking about it, you know, don't spank your kid to a point of to where the kid's going to be damaged, either physically or mentally later on.
Be a grown-ass person.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I would say, from my own personal experience, I think a checks and balances system is, you know... Like, say, hey, the maximum number of times, no matter what it does, short of killing somebody, you know.
I like that your parents like instituted limits on themselves as well.
Yeah,
that's
like, I got hit six times. That was, like, the worst that I could do.
And I know your parents, dude. And,
they're good people.
You know, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know?
And I would say that would probably apply in the other situation to the bedroom, you know. Don't hit a girl to the point where she's... uncomfortable about it, where she's going to be damaged physically or emotionally.
Sound advice from Hollywood. Listen, don't hit a girl until she's uncomfortable.
Listen to your partner when you're hitting her.
It's a give and
take. Be respectful. Well, I think that's the... I don't think there's a ton of similarities other than the action itself, because one is essentially a punishment, and the other is kind of a reward, in a sense, if they're asking for it.
Unless in the S&M world, it's definitely like... But it's still asking for it.
Air quotes.
Asking for the punishment.
Yeah. But
Max, you got a quote for us?
I do, man. From one of my favorites, Tom Robbins.
Little food for thought.
Yeah. Tom Robbins. Shawshank Redemption. That joke never gets old.
Never, and it won't in 30 years.
Don't watch The Croods. Nick Cage ruins that movie. Go ahead, Max.
Should one be shallow enough to view existence as a system of rewards and punishments, one soon learns that we pay as dearly for our triumphs as we do for our defeats.
That's right.
That's true.
Tom Robbins.
Kid will be big enough to kick your ass one day.
Someday.
Remember that.
He's going to be changing your diapers.
Depending on how hard you kick their ass, man, they will definitely come back and kick your ass. Oh, yeah. That's just the way it works.
That's true. And remember, that girl can always come back with a lawyer. So, hey, thanks for downloading and listening. Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on the iTunes, or you can check out ignorantanduninformed.com for all the podcasts. And make sure you tell your friends to go to our Facebook page and like us, facebook.com/ignorantanduninformed. Hey, follow us on Twitter. It's a lonely world out there in the tweetosphere, so just come on, say bye, say hello. Follow us on Twitter, @ignorantun. That's the Twitter handle.
Follow me.
That's going to do it for this week's Epidose. We'll be back next week. Once again, we have been your hosts, Mr. Benji Pickens, Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak, and I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore. We'll be back next week with a fresh load of freshness truth in your face. And it won't be that awkward, I promise.
Peace out.
Or will it?